Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of leader must Joshua be or become in order to successfully usher the people of God into the land of Canaan? Well, the kind of leader that he needs to become, God has to develop him. You know, what I like about God, God always develops his man. He always develops the person that he wants you to be and the assignment that he wants to give you. So therefore, we really should never be afraid to accept assignments from God, because God is going to develop us into the person we need to become so that we can succeed with the assignment. As a matter of fact, if you are already totally there, you waited too long to accept your assignment. In other words, if your assignment does not require you to grow, then you waited too long to accept your assignment.
Yeah.
So your assignment should be challenging and stretching you. As a matter of fact, your assignment should sometimes just scare you. You might sit up in the bed at night and say, what have I gotten myself into? You've gotten yourself into a good place because the Lord's going to help you.
That's right.
Amen.
All right? And so what kind of person does God need? He needs Joshua to become a champion. He needs him to become a champion. Because if he can get Joshua to become a champion, then Joshua will be able to succeed and leading the Israelites all the way into the land of Canaan.
That's right.
Well, how is he going to do that? He's going to do it the very same way as we talked about this morning with Gideon. It's going to be through the art of spiritual meditation.
Right.
The art of spiritual meditation. He's going to take Joshua and make him a champion. He's going to transform him into a champion. There's big discussions about whether champions are born or whether they are made. Well, if you only do what you were enabled to do when you were born, you're not much of a champion. Now, you might exceed everybody else, but you are still far beneath your capacity. Listen, then becoming a champion means that you have developed to the utmost, utilizing the capacity that God has given you.
Right.
And so he transforms Joshua into a champion through spiritual meditation. Let's say that together. Spiritual meditation.
Spiritual meditation.
I'm going to give you an assignment at the end of this lesson, and that if you'll begin doing that, it'll make a world of difference for good for you the rest of your life. The rest of your life, not just temporary, but the rest of your life. All right? Now, how did God transform Joshua into a champion? Number one, you must position yourself to hear words of success constantly. Now, I cannot overemphasize constantly. Constantly. You've got to listen, you've got to position yourself to constantly hear words of success.
That's right.
So where are success words constantly being spoken? Now, turn in your Bible to the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse number 1, Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 1. Now, it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. just as I spoke to Moses from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now let that sink in. God said to Joshua, you're not only going to be temporarily successful, you're going to be successful all of your life. Now, we talked this morning about Gideon. Gideon was a champion all of his life. As a matter of fact, listen, here's a good illustration of a champion. If your influence dies the day you die, did you notice that Gideon, the people served God while Gideon was alive, and then throughout the time of the elders who served with him. So Gideon's influence lived after he died through the elders who served with him. All right? And so here we have Joshua. And God said, nobody will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. It doesn't get any better than that.
Amen.
Listen, that's like someone saying to you, say, you are going to be rich, and you're going to be rich all of your life. Now, if someone said, you are going to be rich, you got to be a little careful how you spend. But now, if they say you're going to be rich all of your life, you can just open up the checkbook.
Yeah.
You're going to be successful all the days of your life. Now, he couldn't be careless with that, but that is a tremendous promise. He heard words of success. Let's watch the text a little further. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you, and I will not fail you or forsake you. Now look at verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Look at the person sitting next to you and say, be strong and courageous.
Be strong and courageous.
Could you imagine every morning when you wake up, someone in your house looks you in the eye and says, be strong and courageous. You should know one lives with me. Well, put on record and play it for yourself every morning. Be strong and courageous. And every time you face an adversity in life, play your recording. Be strong and courageous. So the Lord said to Joshua, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Mm-hmm. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Now look at verse number 16. Now, this is what the people are saying to Joshua. They answered Joshua saying, all that you have commanded us we will do. Wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your command and does not obey your words and all that you command him shall be put to death. And then what did they say last? Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Now, when the Lord says, be strong and courageous, and your followers say, be strong and courageous. Listen, it's kind of like parents. Your children are standing out here saying, be courageous. It's kind of hard to be scared in front of your children when they're telling you to be courageous, isn't it? All right? And so they said, be strong and courageous. Now turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Because Joshua positioned himself to hear words of success constantly. Can you imagine what would have happened to Joshua had he not heard those words? Joshua, Deuteronomy 31 and verse number 1. So Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go, come and go. And the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross this Jordan. It is the Lord your God who will cross ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua is the one who will cross ahead of you, just as the Lord has spoken. the Lord will do to them, just as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land, which he, when he destroyed them, the Lord will deliver them up before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Then Moses said to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. So he came and said, be courageous, be courageous. Now drop down to verse number 23 of Deuteronomy 31. Then he commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, be strong and courageous, for the Lord shall bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. Notice how many times he said to him, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. What is Joshua doing? He is positioning himself to hear words of success constantly. All right? So if you're going to get to be a champion, you've got to position yourself to hear words of success constantly. And then the second thing you've got to do, you've got to power yourself to speak words of success constantly. You're only part of the way there if you are hearing. But you've got to power yourself to speak words of success, and you've got to do it constantly. You've got to constantly speak words of success. Now turn back to Joshua chapter 1. I want you to notice what Joshua did. You make a mistake if you take this position. I cannot say anything about success until after I have succeeded. Well, if you take that position, you're not likely to succeed.
Absolutely.
Have you ever talked yourself into something?
Absolutely.
Listen, do you know salesmen have learned the art of talking you into something? That's why they want you to talk. Listen, you ever notice? That's why the salesman wants to talk to the wife. He gets her talking. The husband's sitting over there frowning up, trying to figure out how we're going to pay for this. And the wife just talking. Oh, that looks so good. That's so nice. And he's sitting over there like, shut up. It gets you talking. The salesman knows that if he can't get you to talk, he's not likely to sell you much. Because he knows that if you begin, he said, how do you like this? And then you come back and say, oh, it's nice. See, you're going to talk yourself into it. Now, if you go on window shopping today, when the salesman says, how do you like this? You look at him and say, it's terrible. So you talk yourself out of it. And you talk him into leaving you alone. Okay? Now watch Joshua, though. Because Joshua began to say what he heard. Look at verse 10. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, God has just assigned Joshua his leadership role and told him to be courageous. Now notice verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess it. Now notice, Joshua turned around, and it's not long at all before he is saying to the people exactly what the Lord said to him. Joshua, why do you believe we're going to go into the land? Because the Lord said it. But Joshua, Moses has failed for 40 years. I understand that. But the Lord has said, I'm going to be the one that's going to take them in. And I believe what he said.
Amen.
That is just like the Apostle Paul when he was shipwrecked. He said, I believe it's going to be just like the Lord said.
Yeah.
We're going to get there safely.
Yeah.
See, God needs champions. Because, see, God needs to sprinkle every environment with a faith champion. You ever realize how much influence you radiate being a champion in your family or in your friend circle, etc.? But now, if everybody in your family is scared, Everybody in your circle is afraid. No one has faith. Then who's going to raise them to the next level? So you got to be a champion, not only for yourself, but for the people you influence.
Amen.
Listen, if mom and dad is scared, you know the children's scared. That's right. Imagine as a child, the next door neighbor is bullying you. And your next door neighbor, little child, says, I'm coming over and get you. And you run in the house and tell mama, he's coming to get me. And then your mama run out the back door with you. You know, wouldn't that be something? My goodness. Then halfway down the street, you run up on dad and you tell him, and then he run with you. You see, that's that. No. Or you call the police and the police show up and say, oh, no, he's too tough for us. And we can do about that. No. You got to be a champion. So Joshua goes out and began to say what he's heard. Now look at verse 13. He said, remember the words which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God gives you rest, and I'll give you this land. He said, just remember what the Lord said.
Yeah.
You got to position yourself to hear and power yourself to speak. Now look at verse 14. He said, your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall cross before your brothers in battle array, all you valiant warriors, and shall help them until the Lord gives your brothers rest as he gives you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to your own land and possess that which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. How are you going to get to be a champion? Position yourself to hear and power yourself to speak. Now here is your assignment for tonight. You need a spiritual meditation partner. So I'm assigning you, I'm challenging each one of you. You need, and I'm going to ask you next week who it is, or if you have that person. You need to find someone who will agree to be a spiritual meditation partner for you. Well, what does a spiritual meditation partner do? That person is making a commitment to always speak words of success to you. Now here's how you're going to do that. Now, how many of you have some people in your life that's negative? You know, that's some folks that's negative. You need to go to someone and say, listen, I need you to make a commitment for me that for the rest of your life, you're going to be positive. You're going to be my meditation partner, but you're never, ever again. Now, two things are going to happen. You'll be taking them out of the category of being negative and failure. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to make a commitment that they will always speak words of success to you. For example, let's say you get a notice that your job is terminating. You call up your meditation partner. Your meditation partner is not going to say, well, you know, the place where I work, they're going to lay off too. No. That person has agreed to speak words of success. So when you call that person up and say, you know, our company's closing and moving to Pakistan, that spiritual meditation partner is saying, but you are going to find a job.
That's it.
God's going to find you. That person has agreed to speak words of success constantly.
Amen.
You need that. So now you always know who to go to for your nurture and encouragement.
Amen.
Have you ever went to a person and you were looking for some nurture and they were more negative than you? You left feeling worse than before. See, this is going to help you. You're never going to have that again. Because now you know. So you're going to find a person who will agree to be your spiritual meditation partner. And then that person is making an agreement that whatever you say, they're going to speak words of success all the days of your life.
Yeah.
All right? Now, that's one partner. You need at least two partners. And the second partner is going to be one that's going to allow you to speak words of success. Have you ever gotten excited about doing something and you start telling someone about it and they discourage you? They say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So-and-so thought he was going to do that. Look what happened to him. You see? And what happened? You just fell flat. So you need a meditation partner that will speak words of success to you constantly, and then one who will allow you to speak words of success. Because see, sometimes when you begin to talk to someone about your aspirations, they interrupt you and start talking about what? Their aspirations. So your meditation partner is one who agrees that whatever success you are in need of, I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let you talk. Can you imagine the level of championship status you're going to rise when you do that? You're going to position yourself to speak words of success and power yourself. You're going to position yourself rather to hear words of success and then power yourself to speak words of success. That's exactly what Joshua did. That is exactly what Gideon did. Now, none of the challenges that we have are quite as difficult as theirs. You may be in charge of 35 people at work, but Moses had a million.
That's right.
You may have 5 or 6 contentious people at work, but Moses had thousands. And God raised him, transformed him to a champion level. Now, when you rise to the champion level, here's what's so good for you. Even in the areas that you do not succeed as well as you would like to succeed, you don't fret over it.
Amen.
You don't fret over it. So see, though you would have loved to have been re-employed in a week, it was a month before you got a job, but you didn't worry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's champion. Mm-hmm. Champion doesn't always mean you're going to get what you want, but it does mean that you're going to stand your faithful ground.
Amen.
Until things are different.
Right.
And so you need to be a champion. Now, when you become a champion, your family is going to recognize it. And they're going to look up to you, and you automatically are going to get a chance to influence them. People who work close to you will notice that. It'll come to their attention that when everyone else is trembling, you're not trembling. And somebody's going to want to know why. And you get a chance to tell them the grand old story of the cross. God loved us so much, He sent Jesus.